regions, Majestic 10 offers viewers a unique experience for everyone to enjoy the newest, latest pictures in classical cinema setting. It's important to keep movie theaters alive, and with the closing of the Roxy in Burlington, it's crucial we continue to keep theaters open with our interest and admiration for the art of the motion picture. Located in Maple Tree Place, feel free to get a bite to eat before or after your film and enjoy the always enjoyable experience of watching a film with friends, loved ones, dates, or anything in between. This message was brought to you by your film-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington.
Hey, it's perfect because we're listening to Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, and I think it's supposed to be from Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what we're listening to.
Is that a hit? Hit now?
Hit now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Cool.
Yeah.
you are currently listening to Casino Royale. Just like we have been saying. Before that, you heard Crystal's Corn on My Dinner Plate, a new release there. Amor en Paz from Astrid Gibalto. Praise from Panda Bear to start off the set from the... No, it's the second to start of the set. A new release there. Also, Memoria from Charming Hostess, which was random. That was the one that felt like it just like... stuck itself in there.
That's okay.
It was fine.
It's good. Surprise.
Yeah.
Keeps the listeners
that
on their
one
toes.
From what the CD says is from a collection of Jewish Italians.
Oh.
And like it was cool. It was from
kind of cool. I mean, it was interesting.
It was interesting. Probably should have started the set off with that one instead. And we started the set off with one of my favorites, Make Friends from Hiatus Coyote.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's important to make friends right now.
It's always good to make friends. Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking.
And we're going to, like, have a recipe.
We are. I miss cooking.
So, on the show I do, back in New Jersey, I often share recipes and stitching and different things. But Lucy is actually, Goosey, is actually a really good cook.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think we've ever made this one together. Beef bourguignon.
No, you normally just stick it in the pressure cooker.
Well, that's not, that's just beef stew.
Oh,
beef
well,
bourguignon is like
so
next
good.
Level.
I had it in
you
France.
Were in France.
It was
yeah,
delicious. It was the best thing I ate the whole
There was actually an article in the New York Times recently about beef bourguignon. So I thought that it would be a good day to share a beef bourguignon recipe because it's still kind of chilly. It's not something you really eat when it gets warm. But it is a good recipe for cold days. So really the classic beef bourguignon recipe that I've done is from Julia Child's book on French cooking. And the reason why I don't do it very often is it actually takes so many different pots and pans and a lot of preparation. This is not something that you start making at 5 o'clock to eat. That evening. It's kind of an all-day affair. So you need boneless beef cut into 2-inch chunks, salt, pepper, a 5 ounce of lardons or pancetta or
see.
Bacon.
Lardons.
Lardons. Yeah. And one onion, large carrot, 2 garlic cloves, tomato paste, all-purpose flour, red wine, bay leaves, thyme, 8 ounces of pearl onions, 8 ounces of cremini mushrooms. It's about 4 cups, olive oil, sugar, and parsley. So I don't think I'm going to read. This is from the New York. It's a long recipe.
I bet it is.
It's a lot of prep, but basically.
The goal and the great thing about this is that it takes forever, but the reward is high.
And you really want to have like a very silky
It's going to feel good. It's exactly what you want on a cold, rainy day. I think for the Burlington listeners today, this may not be the cold, rainy day weather.
It would have been a good day.
It would have been
yesterday. But it's also like if you're at home.
It's great to heat up multiple days in a row.
I feel like beef bourguignon is saying like you're gonna spend kind of all day making it. It's very thoughtful. It's a lot of
It would have been great for Christmas dinner if we didn't do Chinese food.
Yeah. It's a good all day event. Meal. It's not like beef stew where you throw it all in the pressure cooker. That's a very American. That's more like I think of that as a quote unquote peasant stew. But like, Yeah. Which is probably not like a very kosher word to use anymore. But like, it's okay. It's like the everyday version of beef bourguignon is like the next level when you have more prep and you have to have more ingredients. We'll make it.
Okay.
We'll make it.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Maybe I'll make it eventually.
Maybe.
I'll make it in a dorm kitchen.
Okay. What do we have up?
Up next?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
What are we going to be listening to?
Before we get to what we're listening to next, we did get the chat. And actually really important, too, for those of us who have a hard time getting around outside of the Burlington area, FTIFF, the Vermont like film association downtown, they're showing movies every single week at the Landing in Burlington. It's the Main Street Landing. You can find more information at vtiff.org.
Oh, that's good to know.
And that's good to know. They do a film festival every year.
I think tonight there's a film maybe about Alvin Ailey downtown. I don't know. There's a lot going on in Burlington.
It's a lot of music.
A lot of music. It's a film. Community radio. Lots of really good things going on. What are we going to have going on?
So next we are going to play Christmas Time Is Here from Krungbin.
Why?
Because it's a great song. And it's Christmas time in March. It feels like Christmas time outside. It's so beautiful out.
I think that's just true. Okay.
I think.
All right, Goose.
I think I.
Are you longing for Christmas time?
No. Okay. Not in Jersey.
Okay. Oh. I don't know where this is going.
Exactly.
Okay.
It is currently 1:26 p.m. You're tuned in to. A sub show, Quacking the Ice.
No, we decided to call it Quack It Good.
Quack It Good with DJ Goose and DJ Stitching Pink, only on WREV 90.1 on your radio dial. Keep tuning in.
Listening to WRUV here in Burlington 90.1. This is DJ Stitching Pink, the co-creator of DJ Goose, who is getting something ready for you.
That's
to
a
listen
horrible
to.
Way to say that.
Well, what else would I say? Co-creator?
Co-creator, I guess.
I mean, your mother.
Your mother,
yeah. I'm trying to not necessarily say your mom. I'm visiting here in Burlington this week, and Goose thought it might be fun because for me to come on the air with her, and sometimes she comes on the air with me back in New Jersey, where my sound is much more, I would say it's like a cocktail loungy vibe. Goose is
not
rebelling against her parent, as children do.
What? No.
What?
I just don't like... I can't... I fall asleep. If anyone was tuned in to the show I have
Sunday
with...
Night.
On Sunday night, I have with DJ Didge.
It was very chill.
They get very chill. And
but
then,
you were tired.
Yes,
also.
But also, then people may hear me on air and wonder what is going on.
You're
because
very
I'm
sleepy.
Deliriously tired.
Right. Whereas today you're
today
wide
I'm up
awake.
And wide awake and ignoring things I have to do with my day.
So are you procrastinating?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a family trait?
I think anyone who knows our family would say that that is a family trait.
A family trait. I'm sorry. I'm adding to the problem right now.
No, I wouldn't be doing work anyway right now anyway.
All right.
Yeah. So
what's next?
Tune Goose. Up for you guys is a song from Nido. This is Ginger Lemon off of one of their EPs.
Yeah. to change it. This time it'll be different, I swear it. I can't trust and there's no one left to blame here. So ambivalent, it all feels the same. But I'm reading attachment theory, trying to diagnose myself. I'm giving up, I swear to God, this is gonna be somebody else. Tell me a different story, haven't I heard this one before? It only leaves me lonely, and I don't wanna love that way no more.
You are tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial or wherever you get your streaming service, cellular device, connection, or whatever you're listening
However you're getting it.
You're tuned in to a surprise quacking the... Quack It Good.
Which is, is a combination of your show, which is Quacking the Ice.
Quacking the Ice.
And my show, which is Stitch It Good.
With Stitching Pink.
Stitching Pink.
I'm DJ Goose.
And I'm DJ Stitching Pink, visiting from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I have a show occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally. Always. Wonderfully. Before we started talking, you were listening to Opening by Pliny off of the release Sweet Nothings, Attachment Theory, new music from IDER, Eater.
Yeah.
Off of the release. That was good. That was really good.
That, yeah.
That's some new music for you all. Ginger Lemon from Nido, a local band. And I think that was the whole set.
I think that was it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry for beef bourguignon now.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
One of my friends on vacation texts me and says, I'm making it for her now. And now I have to figure out when that is.
It's very good. It just takes a lot of time. And it's a lot of pots and pans.
Yeah. So I can't make it in a dorm kitchen.
It would be difficult. It's probably doable. It might.
So that's a no. Just say no.
You could try it. We could research a recipe.
You could say no.
Yeah, I think that would be best to make probably in a fully stocked kitchen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But you're a very good cook.
Thank you.
Very good cook. So
I like to think so.
Maybe the next time you are in New Jersey, you can make it for me.
Oh yeah. I think next time I'm in New Jersey, I'm going to make tomato soup with some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The tomato soup that we make with that has carrots in it and.
Yeah.
Candace's recipe. That's a very good. Our friend Candace's recipe. It's the only tomato soup you'll eat.
No, I'll eat other tomato soup. The only tomato soup I really would ever want to eat would be Nordstrom's tomato soup.
Hey, wait. and we could talk about your grilled cheese. You make really good grilled cheese.
Well, there are many tricks. One, you have to grate your own cheese. You cannot buy any of that because the preservatives make it so it won't melt.
They actually have something in to keep it from sticking together.
Yeah, so then you're defeating the points.
Right. So you want to grate your own cheese. I agree. And a grated cheese is the key also. Not like slices of cheese.
No, grated. You want to grate the cheese.
Grate the cheese.
I always throw in a little bit of blue cheese into mine to melt it a little bit better. You could throw in some brie. I know that Feel Good on UVM's campus does a full brie. But
Gruyere.
I think just a solid cheddar though. American cheese is good, but if you're making real grilled cheese, you want a seduction bread or some kind of heartier bread that holds up. And then you want mayo. And I know a lot of people are listening I hate mayo. No, you don't. Not in this way. Your mayo melts away and it crisps up.
Right, so you want to put mayo on the outside of the bread. And no one believed me when I first did it, but it actually
Very good. I put mayo on both the outside and inside.
Yeah.
We have a listener from Philly telling us that cheese on the outside of the bread also gets it brown and crispy. That is true. We don't do that often.
Yeah, you could do that too.
And then you make the crisps on the side. And then when it's in the pan, you first let it melt with the top not on the other piece of bread not on, and then when you flip it over.
Okay, now I need to know who is listening in Philly to us. Hi. Our fans from far away. Hello Alexis.
Our family friends. So you let it melt and then you throw in a little bit of water. And
yeah,
I remember talking to
my
grandmother about that. She's like, water. I'm like, yeah, that's the trick. You put in water, you put the top on, steam it, melt it down, and then you crisp the rest of it up. And you put it in some tomato soup with some rotisserie chicken. Mm,
that sounds delicious.
I am very hungry.
Yeah, I can tell you're hungry.
Yeah. It is now 1:55 p.m. and I am still very hungry. So...
I went to the Friendly Toast this morning.
I love the Friendly Toast.
I know. I had some toast.
I haven't been there forever.
I think one of the things...
You have to go to Henry's. We have to go to Henry's tomorrow
morning.
One
of the things I like about that is that they always have random movies playing in the bar.
That's so true. So it's a random group of movies.
They were playing the animation Flow, which I haven't seen yet. It's a Latvian film. It's kind of post-apocalyptic about cats, about a cat. The character's name is Cat.
Huh.
So
the movie about dogs that I keep seeing is A Dog's Purpose, and it shows up on my reels all the time, and then I'm just sitting there on my phone crying.
Yeah. Because
of dogs.
This probably also is maybe a little sad, but I think when I get home, I'll...
Can you make grilled cheese and just send me pictures?
Okay.
I don't have a pan here.
All right. Next. Okay. I have to start making a shopping list for the next time Goose is in New Jersey. All right.
We have one more song to close out this wonderfully chaotic hour on the air.
It's been really fun.
It's been very fun.
I never would have thought many, many, many years ago when I did college radio.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't think I would have a daughter named Lucy.
Yeah, you did.
Goosey. You're like exactly, like if I thought, what will my kid be like? You're exactly what I, you are like a great person. I'm really happy you're my kid.
And thank you.
It's like a very weird thing to be saying on radio. Okay. All right.
Radio is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. It's been a super positive part of my life. And I'm really happy to see that college radio is continuing and it's alive and well, because I think it's a great thing for college kids and the community.
And this is WRUV's 70th anniversary year.
Which is really cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
For our listeners, keep your ears peeled for anniversary events coming up, which will be posted on our Instagram and on our website, and probably by snail mail once we figure out the logistics of snail mail. But before we go, thank you for tuning in. You've been tuned into WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. This is DJ Goose and DJ Stitching Pink, and this is All Night from Ginger Root.